The next patient is Michelle Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. 56-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B with evidence of a selective proteinuria. The patient has a history of diabetes that is almost 9 years old, period. The patient has a BMI that is 45.5. In view of the presence of the proteinuria during the last visit, we gave her samples of the Jardiance, but the patient couldn't tolerate. Apparently, she lives in a household of four people with one bedroom, and going to the bathroom became very difficult for her. In terms of changing the diet, he hasn't changed the diet. She continues to eat salt, and she says that there is not much that she can do. When we talk about the industrial production of food to be avoided, she says that the basic part of the diet is chicken, and she doesn't eat vegetables, she doesn't eat fruit. Despite of the effort to make her compromise in her diet in order to get some improvement was futile. Today, the patient comes with a creatinine of 1.8, a BUN of 20, an estimated GFR of 32. The albumin is 4.1, globulin 3.2, liver function test with normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio is 356. And this doesn't show any further deterioration. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension today with a blood pressure of 158 over 94. Whether or not the patient is taking the medications is unknown. She claims that she's taking the medications. However, she says that she's always in pain. And this back pain has been treated with the administration of oxycodone. The patient has a constipation and is very difficult to get to a blood pressure control without controlling the blood sugar, controlling the sodium intake, controlling the weight. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia, that is mixed. The total cholesterol is 305, triglycerides 142, HDL is 50, LDL is 229. We're going to start the patient on atorvastatin 20 milligrams every day, period. Following number. Gout, the patient is supposed to be taking allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to get the uric acid for the next appointment. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. In general, this is a patient that is completely out of control. And her willingness to make a change in the lifestyle is none, despite the fact that we spend a great deal of time trying to make her understand the consequences of these comorbidities that are out of control. Period. In view of the presence of a significant elevation of the macroalbumin procreatinine ratio, we are going to attempt the use of Kerendia, which is finerenone, 10 milligrams every day. The prescription was sent to Central Florida. Paragraph. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes with the patient, 8 minutes in the documentation.